The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Wednesday, September 28, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. You know, one of the things that I get in my inbox every morning is a little interview section where people get to write in. We have several writers, authors that publish on what we call News with Views, and it's kind of like almost right in my backyard where this thing gets put out. And they have well over two dozen contributing authors, and DV Kidd is one of them. We've had her on our show before. Last week, she put out an article about experimental COVID injections and SADS. SADS is the new excuse for the government called sudden adult death syndrome. This is basically something that people get tagged with when they can't figure out how they died, or they don't want to explain how they died. They don't want to have to cop a plea to, well, the COVID jab might have had something to do with it. No, they're trying to cover all that up. And, you know, DV Kidd has been researching this for quite a while. I remember long ago when DV started in on the Federal Reserve, which isn't federal, and it's certainly not a reserve. Why a Bankrupt America and Blind Loyalty, 2 million copies have been sold there. She's on radio shows all over the country. And she left the Republican Party in 1996, has been an independent voter ever since. She isn't left, right, or in the middle, which is good. And like me, she's a constitutionalist who believes in the supreme law of the land, not some political party. You know, the Constitution, I guess, was part of the Republic, and Franklin warned us about that, if we can keep it. She's a member of the Society of Professional Journalists as well. DV Kidd, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back. It's been a while.
It has. And God, we love you to come on. And it's just, it's amazing. These News with Views, you really open up a lot of two-sided thinking in these articles. I like reading them, especially when you put these out. But on September 19th, this particular one was published on News with Views, and you were talking about these experimental COVID injections, which now we're being told the new ones that they're trying to give to our kids and in the boosters haven't even been tested on, only on mice, not on humans.
That's correct. And yesterday, I didn't bring it up because I didn't. Yesterday, a very prominent doctor who promoted these experimental injections, which are legally not vaccines, he gave a press conference over in Europe someplace. Anyway, he has called for an immediate stopping of giving these injections to children because so many of them are dying. I mean, that was a shock to me. I haven't watched it because it aired at 5:30 yesterday morning, but I'm going to check it out later this afternoon because usually there's a rerun of it. But that's a big crack in the dam right there because this man has impeccable credentials, very highly thought of. But the truth is slowly but surely coming out. And now these lawsuits, which are very important, and that column of mine on the 19th, is rather short because I wanted people to focus on this 57-page document that was put out by Tom Renz. He's a lawyer. He's involved with many lawsuits, but I believe that this is probably the definitive evidence of the COVID-19, quote, vaccine story. And right at the top is EcoHealth Alliance and this guy named Peter Daszak. Okay. These are the people who need to be indicted. Fauci, of course, and the NIH, and then there's a Chinese virologist who headed the Center for Emerging Infectious Diseases at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and this other guy, Ralph Baric, who's professor in the Department of Epidemiology and the Department of Microbiology and Immunology at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. They're all tied together. This was all planned in advance. Fauci lied in front of Congress. He deliberately lied. Proof that he lied about the gain of function funding. They were supposed to be in a moratorium. They went ahead and did it. So Renz is, you know, like I said, he's involved in these lawsuits, and he's going after these people. He's working with, well, that's Dr. David Martin, working with a lot of people. Dr. David Martin, have you had him on your show?
I had him on my Florida show, and I did meet him when I was at the Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour in Dallas. And I pretty much we echoed back and forth all the stuff that we discussed. And of course, you know, we're all targets because we're all vocal. But the thing is, that 57-page document that you were referring to, was that the International Criminal Court lawsuit that Rents and others filed?
I don't know that that's the one. I know that there's another lawsuit coming. I cannot discuss it. Renz works with somebody that I know is also an attorney, and I gave my word, but this one will be a civil attorney. But they have to go after these people in lawsuits. And I know that Martin, in a recent video I was watching, he was talking about, and he's talked about this a few months ago, that they are working with three law enforcement agencies to go after criminal indictments of these people. Now, it can be done at the state level, because last July the 21st, I wrote an article about something that's, and I didn't know this either, it's called Little RICO Acts, and they're under the state, and it's basically the same. It's a pattern of racketeering for financial gain, and, you know, some of the lists of predicate crimes differ from state to state, but this patent issue, this is absolutely racketeering for financial gain and fraud, and it would only take one district or state attorney general to go after these people. It's all blown up. This is blowing up in their face. You know, sadly, people are dying in record numbers around the world. It's not just here. And the side effects of these experimental injections not only violate the Nuremberg codes, forcing people to be guinea pigs, but the number of like teenagers and athletes and stuff that now have things like myocondriitis, and teenagers who simply die in their sleep, you know, and it's almost beyond belief. And I think that's why a lot of people don't want to believe it. And Americans who've been injected, believing that they were safe, quote, vaccines, they're the most difficult to reach because of fear. They're afraid of, you know, they read this kind of thing, or they, you know, some friend tells them, you know, that, you know, this is what's going to happen down the line, and it is. It takes 4 to 18 months if you don't die in the first week or, you know, the first 2 weeks or something. But it takes, you know, 4 to 18 months for that gene editing technology to start working on your immune system, which it kills, and then you start developing these autoimmune diseases. And sometimes it can take 10 years. It just depends on the person. But there's no question. In one of my columns, I gave the link to the Securities and Exchange Commission pages, because Moderna and Pfizer have to, well, they all have to file with the SEC, but right there on their own filings, they say very specifically that their product, referring to this COVID-19 product, that it is gene technology or gene editing, and it's not considered a vaccine. The other thing people need to ask themselves is, these shots are still being done under the EUA, the Emergency Authorization Act. So there is no, in order, now, the FDA still has not approved these shots. And And people have to start asking themselves, why? Why is it still under an EUA? If
years
they're
later.
So great, and, yeah, if they're so great and they're so safe, why are these manufacturers still hiding under the EUA? And I believe firmly that they can never get approval by the Federal Death Administration, the FDA, because they are so dangerous. And there is so much factual evidence now based on real data. And I'm not just talking about the VAERS, you know, the vaccine adverse reports, because it's, you know, around 1% voluntary. I'm talking about what one of the lawsuits that was filed June the 18th of last year with my good friend Larry Beecraft, who's a constitutional attorney out of Huntsville, and Tom Renz. That lawsuit that they filed is challenging the EUA, and it still hasn't gone to trial. Here
amazing.
We are, almost October. Hello?
Yeah, it's amazing. And you got to ask also. Yeah, I mean, you got to ask also, DV, with all of this going on, I mean, are you subscribing to the fact, based on what you're saying in your article, that we are indeed looking at an effort to depopulate the United States and the rest of the world?
I absolutely do. Under a normal vaccine release, if five people die, the manufacturer gets what's called a black box warning. The most over the history of vaccines in the United States to die, 50. But the average is like 25 to 30 people sadly die from a real vaccine. It's immediately pulled from the market. So you have to ask yourself, my God. I mean, one of the whistleblowers in that lawsuit with Larry and Tom Renz is a woman or a man. We don't know at this point, only that there's actually three whistleblowers. But this particular one, she worked for CMS and Medicare. She has the records. She has the paper evidence that 45,000 people died within the first 48 hours after these shots were given. So why are they allowed to get away with this massive number of deaths when in the past it would have been pulled off the market almost immediately?
And they're calling it a vaccine, because, too, which blows me away. You know, it's we all, you and I both know it's EUA. And the thing is that, you know, I mean, I know this stuff is going through your head at 90 miles an hour like it does mine, because you can't sit down and have a 4-hour conversation with Judy Mikovits and not walk away with knowledge like you have and I have and everybody else has. Patrice in Ohio, you are on the phone with DV Kidd. Go ahead.
Hi, DV. Miss you on the
Hi.
Night show. So we ask why. Well, Thomas Massey, congressman in Kentucky, answered the question on Tucker Carlson last week, because he brought it up to the surprise of Tucker, and he clued us all in that legislation was actually written that for these vaccines, we would have to prove that the intention was to kill somebody with the vaccines in order to sue.
No.
And he brought that up live. Tucker freaked out, and he said, so you mean if my kid wants to go to college and he's forced to get a vaccine and he gets myocarditis, I can't sue anybody? And he said, that's absolutely right, Tucker. You can't sue the doctor. You can't sue the pharmacy. You can't sue the government. You can't sue anybody, because you have to prove that the intention of that shot was to kill people.
Well, I'm not sure about
does
that, because one of the...
Does it make... Well,
no.
He said it.
Well,
he's the congressman.
Well, Listen, if it was my, if I had my preference, he'd be the president in 2024. Thomas Massie is the most grounded constitutionalist in the United States Congress over even Rand Paul, who never bothered to do what his father did and try to get, you know, the Federal Reserve Banking Act of 1913 abolished, which Ron Paul tried to do in 2007, and there were zero co-sponsors, and we know why, because without be able to borrow all this worthless paper, they wouldn't be able to fund all of their social baloney, communist baloney. But the one thing that Renz was talking about, and it's in my column, it may be in my column on Monday, was an interview that he gave that the reason that they can sue is because the whole thing was based on fraud. The intention of everything.
The ability to get other, the ability to get ivermectin and other other things that in lieu of taking a emergency vaccination.
Yeah, well,
the suppression of that information.
Yeah, well, they're going to go after them criminally. Him,
I'm telling you, that's what they're hanging their hat on. That's what they're hanging their hat on for now.
Yeah. Well, I know that Martin is going for the criminal, and there's these this other civil lawsuit that's coming up. It's very, very important. Not, I've read it already, but
well,
I can't say anything more about it.
There's an attorney that could prove the intention is death. I think that case could be proven. There's enough stuff out there that you could prove it.
Well, under product safety laws, I'm not a lawyer and I'm not an expert in that field, but this product, that is exactly on the SEC filing for Moderna and Pfizer, what they call these fake vaccines, they call it a product, a gene editing product. So there might be something there, but they've all engaged in fraud. Eco Health Alliance is a major player in this. They're the ones that were, you know, highly involved in all of this, and they're all going to get it.
I bet they hang their hat on. I bet they try and blame this on Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine, and say, you know what, he forced us to do all this.
Well, if we can all remember back when uninformed President-elect Trump made the announcement about these vaccines and stuff, I don't believe he knew anything about it. What was in them, what they were, I don't think that, you know, he had really any idea about it. But remember all of the Democrats who yelled that they would never take it because it was Donald Trump's vaccine? Remember that? The hypocrites in capital letters. Oh, I'm not kidding. I mean, the Hollywood crowd, the talking, jabbering idiots on The View and members of Congress, they were never going to take it because it was Trump's vaccine. And what did they do when it was released? They took the injections. So, you know, but the one thing that is proven that there's no question about the paper trail is, number one, the patents. This was planned in advance. Number two, we know who the major players are. We know their roles in them. They're the ones who need to be prosecuted, and I'm you know, praying that Dr. David Martin goes after him. But under the state Little RICO Act, you only need one attorney general for a state, and I don't have that kind of clout. I mean, this is and of course the other problem is this is an election year. And if they're all out there, you know, campaigning, do you think they're going to touch something like this?
That's a hot
no
potato.
Way.
Yeah, we appreciate your call, Patrice.
It's more than,
Yeah, that's a hot potato. More than what,
yes, thank you for the call. It's a hot potato because they were all pushing everybody to take them. I mean, our governor, Buck, you know, he's sitting there and they take all of the pictures. He's getting the injections. Oh, Greg Abbott, which I voted for a different candidate because Abbott is not what people think. I mean, the day that this illegitimate Alzheimer's, because I do believe that Biden is in his first stages of Alzheimer's disease. For God's sakes, what, it was a day before yesterday when he was making some speech? He wanted to know where Jackie was. It was a representative who, sadly, she was killed in a car accident last month. He wanted to know how come she wasn't there at his speech. I mean, this is just unbelievable. But they all told everybody to take them. They're certainly not going to, you know, what do we do now? You know, what do we do? We've told everybody to take these, and now we have these record numbers of people dying and people injured. Tens of thousands of Americans are now permanently, not 1,000, not 15,000, but more like 60,000 are permanently disabled and can no longer work.
I think it's who we know, what we know of, DB. I think it's what we know of. Right now, I'm looking at 2.76 million that have been killed or injured with this jab. Because of Bayer's, we multiply that times 99 because it only represents 1% of what was reported, because doctors don't want to mess with it because it takes at least a half hour per patient to put the information on there. And I believe they deliberately made it that way.
Well, most likely, you know, another way to cover up. But they can't continue to cover up because too many people are speaking out, from morticians to, you know, like this doctor with all of the credentials and stuff who gave the press conference yesterday. The cracks are starting to show, but these politicians, they're between a rock and a hard place, and those who have taken the injections, they're in denial. There's a particular writer for News with Views. I'm not going to give his name, but he just thinks that people like me are ignorant and stupid, and that this, and he admitted in one of his columns that he has taken the injections and he feels just fine. So the rest of us, and all of these virologists and microbiologists and all of the data, we're all wrong. We're all the conspiracy nuts, and he feels fine.
We'll continue with this conversation after the break with DB Kidd. And we'll take your phone calls, too, here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamall.com today.
Twelve noon. Get the clock check here. And it's hump day, Wednesday, September 28, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. So glad you could join us. We're, of course, on the phone with DV Kid as Hurricane Ian is slamming the southwest coast of Florida right now. The back eyewall is going to bring with it about 159, which is category 5-mile-an-hour winds, and 18 to 20-foot storm surge, which is pretty much going to inundate everything west of U.S. 41 down in that area. I'm very familiar with it, having lived there. So, we wish everybody the best and hope you're safe. In the meantime, I always like going through some of the headlines because DV, of course, has been researching a lot of the headlines. She constantly publishes on News With Views. And, of course, I remember way back when she was first putting out articles about the Federal Reserve Bank and how corrupt they were and what this whole thing was about and really wasn't federal and it wasn't a reserve. And as far as the bank goes, it's amazing how you can loan money based on the full faith and credit of a bankrupt company that's an incorporation that's in receivership right now. I don't think very many people understand that, DV.
I don't either, but I just want to go back for just 1 minute to the population reduction thing. Back in 93 to 95, I had a newsletter because we didn't have the PCs,
And in my newsletter, I covered the Georgia Guidestones and these globalist monsters who want the reduction of the population by many billions of people. These are maniacs. They are narcissistic, pathological liars with all the money. And to me, they're clinically insane. But in one of my recent columns, one of the things I covered is our workforce is being killed off. What are you going to do? You know, and I, before that, I had written a column that this COVID-19 is endemic. Okay, it's going to go on, and every year it's going to be, you got to get these shots, and you got to get five boosters, and all. So you're going to have these lows and highs of a number of deaths, clusters of them. Exactly what Professor Dolores Cahill said in January of 2021. She warned what was, you know, she said, you watch what's going to happen. We're going to have the first surge in April. She was right. And she, you know, and of course she's been persecuted for it. But when you think about all of these Americans, never mind the rest of the poor souls on the earth, because approximately 3 billion of those injections have been given. Now, we're 80,000 truck drivers short, okay, at this point in time. So what happens when the truck drivers and the train drivers and the doctors and the nurses and the school teachers and the people who stock the grocery stores and whatever profession that they're in, what happens? How are we going to be able to sustain our economies and run businesses? Well, I did a bunch of research into robots. Robots, of course, this has been ongoing research and development for, you know, decades. But in the last 4 or 5 years, they've really cranked it up. And I was so surprised to see that, and I watched videos of it, robot being a receptionist. And, of course, for these billionaire globalist maniacs, this is good for them for the bottom line, because robots, you don't have to worry about providing them with health care or any of the other, you know, quote, benefits of working for a company. They're a machine. And so but some robots are good. I will say that, you know, if you have a cardiologist who's operating on somebody, they do use some of these robotics and for like artificial arms and stuff like that. But for the more nefarious, who's going to do all of the work that used to be done? They're going to use robots. And people are investing in these robot companies like you wouldn't believe, thinking that, you know, gee, this is great. But to me, this was their plan all along. You're going to kill off, you know, 3 or 4 billion people. How are things going to run? Well, we're just going to use robots, and the rest of them can just, you know, die and be sick. But it's insanity. And it's every day we wake up. And it's a continuing nightmare.
Well, and this whole thing, when you look at what some of these cities are doing, they're putting cameras and microphones in public transportation right now to monitor the comments of Americans. So they can tie their camera to real time to monitor dissidents. I mean, this is... San Francisco, all these major markets, Baltimore, they're all subscribing to this.
Yes, these people, forgive me for saying this, but we have herds of cattle out there. And you just prod them into the direction that you want using fear and chaos. Something that people like Jerry Lynn Ball, she wrote several books. She self-published them. And these are 10, 15 years old. And everything she said in them is right to today. And that they use the fear factor to do it. And compliant, because too many people simply, they're not leaders. They're just followers. And so but the police state, I mean, Dr. Edwin Vieira has been writing about this for decades, that the police state is like a group of weeds, and now they're like 6 feet tall. And shame on law enforcement and FBI personnel who carry out these types of raids and stuff like that. But when it comes to their paycheck versus, yes, sir, here we go, you know, rack up the AK-47 or whatever you're going to use on your raid, the paycheck wins every time. And shame on them. You know, there's very few Joe Bannisters.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. You know, because Joe Bannister came out from the IRS and told everybody the truth, and he got persecuted for it.
I've known Joe since 1998. Yeah. And we were in Puyallup, Washington. We were both guest speakers up there. I will never forget this. Two men walked up to the table, and Joe Bannister suffered more than most people know. I mean, the feds came after him with a vengeance, and they were absolutely pissed when he was acquitted by the jury. And the jury outside, you know, when they were coming outside, they said, what a waste of time. You know, the government never even had a case. The jury was mad, but it cost him a lot. And when I first met him, he was in a moral dilemma. Because he read my booklet, Why Bankrupt America, and he was determined to prove me wrong. And it took him 2 years of research, and then he called me on the phone one day out of the blue. And this was when I still lived in Sacramento, you know, long before my husband died. And he says, well, my name's Joe Bannister, and I'm a criminal investigator and CID agent. And I said, oh, well, what can I do for you? So he explained, you know, and he wanted to have a meeting with me and his attorney. So I drove 3 hours to meet, and he just struck me as being such a you know, sincere person. He's very tall and thin, for one thing. But he knew that I was right. And he knew, in his own words, that what he was doing was actually a violation of everybody's rights because of the nature of the, quote, federal income tax and filing returns, et cetera, et cetera. But when we were in Washington, these two men came up to the table, and Joe and I were talking, and these two men were dressed to the nines, expensive cowboy boots. One of the men had, you know, a gold chain around his neck, both of them expensive watches. They reeked money. And the guy looked at Joe and he said, oh, gosh, Joe, let me shake your hand. You know, you're my hero. I could never do what you did. And I thought to myself, that's because materialism, it means more to you than what's right. It means more to you. What do you think these colonials, these founding fathers, what do you think they went through to give us freedom? And you stand there and say something like that. I never forgot that. I honestly swear I could pick that guy's face out of a group of people. It made such an impression on me. But I thought to myself, you have no idea. You know, Joe had two sons in Catholic school. And after he was before the trial even took place, the IRS was harassing his clients. And after he was acquitted, the IRS still called his clients and told them, you know, that Joe Bannister is a criminal and a crook and everything else. And so he had to leave the San Jose, California area, where all his family, which most of them are in law enforcement, current and past. And he moved to the state of Nevada, you know, and set up his shop because he's a licensed CPA. But, you know, the money that, I mean, we raised a lot of money for his defense, thank God. And, you know, Jeffrey Dickstein and I forget the other lawyer, they did a great job. But this is what they do. But there's, yeah, I mean, not to say that you and your audience wouldn't do the same thing, but if we need more people who are willing to stand up, and they don't want to do it because paycheck.
Well, you know. Paycheck, and I think fear has a lot to do with it as well. 844-769-2944. Phones are wide open. We're on the phone with DV Kid right now. I want to go back to something you mentioned about Greg Abbott.
Yeah.
Is there something that we don't know generally? I mean, everybody seems impressed down here with the fact that he's sending these illegals to the sanctuary cities, but he's not sending them quick enough? And or how come we're just not repelling the hordes? And when you've been given $54 million to build a wall, why are you putting up chain link fence that they're just cutting through like butter? I'm getting reports from the border that this is what's going on. I mean, what is happening in Austin and what's up with this guy?
Well, first of all, he is solely responsible for his executive order to shut down the state. All right. 50,000 businesses in this state went out of business. 50,000. No longer in business. Okay? He destroyed the lives of tens of millions of Texans. Number two, when the smart meters came here, all right, he, behind Rick Perry, after Rick Perry, we tried everything to get him to understand, you know, the danger. He doesn't listen to anybody unless it's his Dallas billionaire buddies. But the minute this fake president was sworn into to office, the first thing Abbott should have done was put the National Guard on the border right then, right there. And it take, you know, my late husband was an Army colonel, spent 27 years. And, you know, there's a lot that's involved in logistics when you do something like that. But he should have put them on the border right then and there, because we knew what was going to happen if these communists, for lack of a better word, because that's what their ideology is, so Marxist, they stink to high heaven. But that's the first thing that he should have done. It's a great PR move for him to send all of these illegals to Washington, D.C. or wherever. The problem is, why are you moving them? Why are you not putting the, why are you not putting the National Guard on? See, a guy that I knew was retiring from the Border Patrol, and this was back in 2007, and John and I moved here in 2006. So I went down to Laredo, and he gave me a personal tour because he was getting ready to retire, and he basically gave the middle finger to the higher-ups. He said, I don't care at this point. I'll take you for a tour, which was, oh, my gosh, what a, very enlightening. But, you know, he explained to me, he said, there are spots, you know, that not only Texas's border, but Arizona and New Mexico and California, we know where they are. And he said, there's no deterrent. And if Abbott had a set of you-know-what, he would have put the National Guard armed on the water, okay? Don't put your foot on this ground. You turn around and walk away. You turn around and go back. You don't even let them step on U.S. soil, period. But shipping them, ship them to the border on the buses, and the bus goes back into Mexico, it's your problem, okay? But why are we shuffling them around? I mean, it sounds great, you know, oh, we're going to show the Democrats and we'll show the rest of the country, you know, let them get a taste of 50. 50? Oh, my God, we had 11,700 of them at one day. Down at, what the heck's the name of that town? I forget it, but it's on the Rio Grande.
Del Rio.
I mean, these guys, yeah, Del Rio. The first thing that Trump, President-elect Trump, I was so disappointed he didn't do this. He should have called the president of Mexico and said, look, I consider this a human invasion. This is an act of war, and you had better get your act together and put your troops, and they had better not come across, because if they do, we're turning them back right now. They're not going to stay here. I don't care if we have to do, you know, 1,000 buses a week. They are not staying on U.S. soil. They're going right back.
And well, you got all these
Trump
judges, too.
Get out.
Yeah, I know. Deedee, there's yes. All these judges down in all the border counties in Texas have all declared emergency invasions. And yet Abbott
yes,
does nothing.
I know that. Abbott has done nothing. Now, he's allocated tons and tons of money, but tons and tons of money to do what, Governor Abbott? You cannot, you know, all we're doing is aiding and abetting instead of deterrence. If you have the national, well, somebody asked me one time, what are you going to do, shoot them? Yeah, shoot, you know, rubber bullets or whatever, not live ammunition. And I, you know, get so sick of hearing this. Well, they just want a better life. Well, that's fine, except you go through the proper channels. Right now, when you think of 30 to 40 million illegals in this country, they are, they're destroying school districts. We have such a critical, and I mean life and death critical situation with the water supply in this country. How much water do 30 or 40 million illegals suck up a day in this country? How, what, you know, cooking and laundry and baths and showers and you know, and how many jobs have they taken that belong to Americans? I mean, there is no advantage to allowing them to stay here. And I've written columns about this before. In 1993, Dirty Harry Reid, who's now deceased, the Senate, alleged senator, because there was so much vote fraud in his race against the former Senator Reid, the other senator. Anyway, he had a bill, Immigration Stabilization Act, a Senate bill, I forget the number. I sent it to Trump twice. I sent it to six senators and six House members, Louie Gohmert, a bunch of them. I said, this was 3 months after Trump was sworn in, and then I did it 6 months after. Introduce this bill. It's 76 pages long. It's the strongest anti-illegal aliens bill ever written. And in it, it addresses the myth of anchor babies. Now, you know damn well that Harry Reid didn't write it. It was written by Democrat lawyers to be able to survive court challenges. And in it, it makes it very clear that a foreign person giving birth on U.S. soil, that baby is not a citizen of the United States. But what that bill did was it cut off all forms of welfare, all forms, state, federal, nothing, nothing. You get nothing. That would cause millions to self-deport because they'll starve to death unless they go begging at some church. What happened to the bill? Not even the Democrats supported it. But Harry, he gave his press release, he laid it right out. He said the illegal aliens, they're not migrants, they're not immigrants, they're illegal aliens. He laid it out in his press conference and said, you know, basically, that these illegals have no right to be here. They have no right to all of this welfare. They are sucking our systems, hospitals and everything else dry, and they need to be deported. And this is the way to do it. You take away the magnet, and the magnet is all of these welfare systems. Look at California. When you call their, Health and Human Services for California. My mother died in January of 2021, but I had to call the state agency. Do you know there were 19 different numbers, extensions? If you need cash at blah, blah, your citizenship status does not matter. If you need food stamps, your citizenship status does not. In other words, here's 19 different programs that the hardworking people of California are paying for to give them everything. It included medical and, you know, dental and everything else. And here my little sister lives out there, struggles, you know, to make a living from paycheck to paycheck while they just, you know, rip her in state income taxes to pay for all of this.
That is sad.
If you take, like I said, you know, and did I ever hear back from any of these, Louie Gohmert or Ted Cruz or any of them? Or I didn't even get one of the form letters from President Trump. This was in 2017. Okay? I said, here is the solution. To introduce this bill in the House and the Senate, Trump will sign it. I have no doubt. This could all have been stopped. Of course, there would be court challenges, but going through that bill over and over, and I've written about it so many times, so I'm blue in the face. Congress is on solid ground to make the laws regarding immigration, period.
Well, the bigger problem is, though, is it's not helping any of us to have all this go down because these illegals are signing on. One in Florida just killed a sheriff's deputy with a front loader and then handed all of his garb to another illegal alien who attempted to hide the gear while he ran away. And now the construction company is under fire because they hired illegal aliens, and Florida is not a sanctuary state. So, you know, I mean, everybody is, you know, we don't know whether they're DeSantis and Abbott are helping Joe Biden's agenda or what.
He is totally ineffective. These state legislators, if we ever had a Department of Justice, they would have indicted these state legislators and governors for giving driver's licenses to illegals. That maniac out there in California, Newsom, just signed into law, quote, into law, to give state IDs to illegals so they can work. That is in direct violation of federal immigration law. If we had a real attorney general, he would have been on the phone and said, hey, governor, you can't do that, and we're going to stop it. But we haven't had a good attorney general in decades.
No, we haven't. We appreciate your time, DV. We are out of time. I got to have you back on because you are a wealth of knowledge, and we appreciate that. I would love to get a copy of that 75-page bill that you've got your hands on. If you could email that to me at support@thepowerhour.com. I would love to have a copy of it.
Say your email slower.
Yeah, it's support@thepowerhour.com. At
thepowerhour.com. Pardon me, but I'm old.
That's all right. Okay. It's support@thepowerhour.com.
Okay, there you go. I'll email it to you.
I appreciate that so much, and thank you. God bless you and everything you do. There we have it. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America, which is supposed to be a republic, if you can keep it.
Shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.